Well, hello guys. Now, I was just having a few Peronis here. You remember the game people used to play? If you could be an animal, what would you be? Well, if you think of males, what animal would they be? Well, a lot of guys like to be a tiger, wouldn't they? But could males be a lion? He's a good protector, reliable. But when a male lion takes over pride, he looks around for any young cubs. And if they're really young, he kills them, which will bring all the pheromones into heat again. Males don't generally do that, so he can't be a lion. And of course, pheromones could be hyenas. I mean, they're quite similar, especially loud as well. But I don't remember any of my pheromones sort of girlfriends been able to crunch up bones, so I guess they can't be hyenas. And anyway, I was thinking more in the pet department. What pet is kind of similar to a male, in general? Now, it was a toss-up for me, really. That means I was thinking about a couple of choices. Doesn't mean to say I was pulling one off. But I finally landed with the Black Labrador. Good all-round dog. Reliable. Loyal. Aggressive when needed. And great with children. The other one I was thinking of was Alsatian, German Shepherd. Which is another good breed of dog. Or man, as we're playing the game. Of course, you people have a completely different idea. And just let me know down below. Of course, now we're going to do the pheromone. And you knew we would do. And everybody's probably thinking cat. Because a cat is kind of like a freeloader. Shows affection when it wants something. But also will go off down the road and have a better meal at somebody else's place. And then return when that hasn't worked out. So there is a lot of similarities to the two. But for me, I'm staying with the dogs. And the one dog that reminds me of a pheromone is a Chihuahua. As you know, these dogs are very, very yappy. Quite aggressive, with a terrible attitude. I mean, they always seem to be angry, don't they? And they can also be very obnoxious, can't they? And of course, pheromones like them because they can fit in their handbags and can become an accessory. So for me and a few Peronis, males to me tend to be like Labradors, and pheromones tend to be like Chihuahuas. What an incredibly deep video. I mean, what do you expect with Peroni? Take it easy, fellas.